Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you're welcome.
What did you just do?
Nothing.
Okay.
Getting out of your way.
All right. Good evening. I can't hear anything. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I don't have anything here, Corinne. Did you hit?
I didn't do anything. I hit direct connect. They're coming in. You got to open it up.
Okay. All right. So, I'm sorry. The New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio, Washington, D.C. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and Assalamu alaikum and greetings, people.
Well, alaikum salam, Brother Aziz. We have to apologize. There's some technical problems coming on, but we're on live and clear. And, of course, once I give everybody a chance to call in, Brother Aziz, we'll go to a quick commercial. And give everybody a chance to come on, and we will be right back to start the show after a brief commercial.
Okay.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Hi, and welcome back to the New Africa Business Association. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And we both would like to greet our audience. Of course, this evening, we're going to continue to talk about network marketing and business identification. That's what we are about on this station. We wish to identify businesses in the African-American communities and know where these businesses are, network with these businesses. When I say network, of course, this is a way where we try to get together and have different networks where we can network with business owners in person. And we can do this at social occasions or business or dinners. In this case, we're using the Blog Talk Radio. So anyone who has a business and you would wish to identify your business, you can come on. We have the open mic. Tonight happens to be an open mic discussion. So anyone who comes on tonight, you can identify your business, tell us who you are, and hopefully we will be able to do business with you. Brother Aziz, any comments you like to make before our openings? I do want to say that it's unfortunate about, there was, another killing. And young man, I can't believe it, was shot in the back 7 times. In the back.
Yeah.
You know, there's this thing is hate. But I'm saying 7 times in the back with your kids in the car closer. Brother, of course, there's no way we can get around not talking about such a tragedy. But so again, our mics are open, and we're going to welcome your discussions. But Brother Aziz, I'm trying to bring to just how can a people hate you so much simply because of the color of your skin?
Yeah,
I'm trying to find there is no rationale, and I guess that's what makes it so confusing. It's not rational,
right?
So
it's not. it's not really the behavior of a civilized person or people, you know. It's the nature of behavior. It's just the behavior of a bunch of savages, brother. That's number one. But it's influenced, we know, by racism as well as some of our associates on Black Wall Street say, you know, as well as we always say, you know, nothing happens unless it's the will of Almighty God. And we know that this is being brought out because America has gotten to the point where we must make a change for the good and betterment of all people, not just one group of people, all people. And that group of people is carrying all this hate because of other people's color in that, brother. We know that it's got to be Satan influencing their behavior because they cannot be God-fearing people or godly people acting like that, and that's not being judgmental to no one. It's, as you said, that hate. It's incomprehensible of most of us African Americans to carry hate around like that. How can you do that? And especially wanting to see somebody as inferior to you and disregarding total reality. Those people that you consider inferior to you have made major contributions to the existence of civilization on the planet, let alone truly a major contribution to the American country and people. You know, because we fought against other oppressed peoples also just to enable this country to exist and keep oppressing people. So we know there's a lot of good people in America, and somewhat similar to the Civil War, these same God-fearing majority of people, good people, got to come forward and help make that change. And they know who they are. They know who they are. They know who they are. They know how they are repressing everyone. But when I saw that, Brother Bilal, I couldn't take with so much even reading any more about it, because when it got down to the children and it kind of brought waters to my eyes, brother. You know,
yeah.
I said these nasty evil people, brother. Those evil, nasty police officers. That's what we were directing this, sure enough, information towards them. How could you just do that? You know, brother, we were in Vietnam. We wouldn't shoot a Vietnamese or anybody like that, brother, that didn't have no weapon.
You know, again, Brother Aziz, I try to, you know, we both are war veterans, and I try to look at the rationalization of killing because even in war, and, you know, you have to kill, but you still feel a responsibility after you kill. It wasn't anything that you really enjoyed doing or any satisfaction. And when the battle was over, you were still fighting the war because you realized you've killed the human being, even though you realized that a human being was trying to kill you. So I'm saying that you can maybe balance the scales by saying there was justification somehow. But I'm saying for white policemen in this country, And it's been going on for so long, and we know that when it comes to employing the police, the reason we have policemen, the policemen in this country, and white folks know this better than black folks, white folks know that policemen was employed to protect them. They were never deployed to protect any of the Native American peoples. I mean, I would keep going back to Black Wall Street, but Black Wall Street, like I said, is an example not only financially, but for a way of life, because the policemen, remember, are the ones who took all the black folks after they were attacked down there in Green, in that Greenwood community. After those black mm-hmm. folks were attacked deliberately by the white folks and their militias, their policemen, and everybody down there that hated, after these mm-hmm. folks attacked all these black folks, the military came over and incarcerated all black males of Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
So the it's going on for a long time that police officers was employed all over this country to protect nobody but white folks. A good example was that white woman up in Central Park, who the brother was simply telling her to cover, and we know about how she I'm gonna call the cops. And
right.
That brother who could be dead right now if the cops had to come. Because, again,
yeah.
the cops coming to protect and to be the heroes, they think, to white folks. Again, that's my
right.
opinion. We're going to keep these mics open. It's not a – it's unfortunately we are a business organization. We like to stick to business, but we also talk about politics. And, of course – this is politics in its worst way. So, again, Brother Aziz, we're going to open our mics up. There was several discussions that we did want to discuss, and I'm hoping some of our listeners or some of those who are involved, and that is the commemoration of Black Wall Street, the anniversary. And there are many, many organizations. I was very proud of the NBA today. The players refused to play the game because they are protesting. They refused to entertain this country while these sick white police officers continue to murder black males. You know, Brother Aziz, I can't help to think that when you start talking about the rationale, I can't help but to think that it's fear.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you're scared, especially when you got a weapon in your hand, and
right,
we know that there's a fear, and at least this is my opinion, but I've always thought that there was a fear when it came to a black, a white men's and black men, I'm talking about in the employment place, and this is one of the reasons why they will hire our black women, but they won't hire black men to work in their office and around them, and it's a fear. Of course, it's a fear because it's the fear of an unknown of the many, many bad things that one have done, And so again, that's the only thing I can make any rational sense out of, fear. And we know
mm-hmm.
fear will make a coward out of you, and a coward will do anything, especially when they have a gun. And you take a situation where there's a like I said, white police officers in black communities, and these black guys, they look at them, they're scared to death of these guys. I mean, they're scared to death of them.
Right.
And not only the looks of just looking at the black, but all the things that they have done. They don't know when a get back is coming their way. I mean, that's my opinion. But like I said, we're going to open the mics up because it's a night where, as a community, we all just need to voice our opinion, and like I said, see where we're going as a people and as a community. But I can say economics, whatever we do, if we want to break hurt those who have discriminated against us, who has oppressed us, economics. Brother Aziz, I was just today going out of one of the biggest retail places, Walmart's, and I was noticing the flow of African American that was coming out of that store. And I am saying, my goodness, what will happen if African Americans stop shopping here at Walmart or somehow boycotted, put pressure on big organizations like that, because it's our dollar bill that they must have. Without that, you know, when you start talking about over $1.3 trillion in consumer spendings, they must have that type of money. And so again, our power is in our spending powers, and our real powers, though, is when we own our own businesses. So, Brother Aziz, again, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have the mics open, and for those who have comments, we're going to welcome their comments. So we'll be right back.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BidemanAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Okay, and welcome back to the show. Anyone, again, like I said, we're going to open our mics up, so anyone who have any comments, our mics are open, and a good evening. Okay, Brother Aziz, we're going to keep our mics open, so anyone who should come in, they can come in, and we don't mind you doing a little interjecting. You want to interject a comment or what have you. It's like an open discussion. It's like we all sitting right in our living room, so our mics are open. Brother Aziz, you was about to say.
Yes, any of our new listeners, to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show. To our new listeners, I wanted to remind them this is the last week of Black Business Month, which is every year during the month of August is Black Business Month. And this is the time that we try to focus on one of your main things that causes that you say we need to do, Brother Bilal, and that is invest in one another, vest in one another. And in Black Business Month, and you know, one of the things is vesting in one another by during this month in particular, identifying Black businesses in your community around, not only where you live, but in other parts of the country too. And you can do that by coming also to the New Africa Business Association Washington, D.C. Blog Talk Radio Show, or go to our website. And that's New Africa Business Association.com or NABASSC.org or New Africa Business Association @gmail.com. But we're one of the number of organizations that are promoting African American businesses as well as African Americans marketing and networking with one another. And during this month, the number one thing again is finding a Black business in your community. And we know that there's something there that there's some businesses that you could use. At least if these businesses fulfill needs that you have, give them a chance. Give them an opportunity. Do some business with someone in your community. Even though we know it's stated on a national survey that our money doesn't even circulate one time in the community. It's below 1 point. It's a 0 point something. And that's terrible, 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 terrible. It's almost like we don't do business with one another, period. But we do know that that does exist. We do business with one another, but not enough to make it where in with the money that we're making, as Brother Bilal has stated before, this kind of 1.3 or $2 trillion dollars. I mean, and this being equal to the fifth largest country on the planet Earth now. With that all saying, I'm not saying we should all be sitting back taking it easy and not worrying about nothing, but that's the truth, that we, with that kind of spending power, eventually we should all be in a position where we're all business owners, wealthy people, and doing what wealthy people do, but then going in a different direction in terms of how we utilize our wealth. We know that investing in yourself, in our communities, is going to secure a comfortable life for our children, hopefully, and their children, and their children's children. That's why we promote this, the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., promote this networking and marketing and identifying businesses. However, again, this is Black Business Month, and we've heard from, I read an article from the Chamber of Commerce that during this month, surveys have been taken and found out that 75% of Black businesses are doing well during this COVID-19 outbreak, which is, and these businesses, they vary. A lot of them in medical services, of course, especially personal assistance for people, you know, frontline stuff at their homes and things like this. But 75% have been doing well during this outbreak of COVID. So that's a good thing when a lot of other businesses are failing.
Brother Aziz, you have to remember at this time, This is what I mean about being a wonderful time to be in business. Services is what it's all about. Now, folks are at home. They need services at their home. So this is a what?
Yeah.
Yes, Black businesses are stimulating. Even folks, you take folks who are a baking and all kinds of businesses are stimulating themselves because folks are needing a business services at their homes. This is the time we can compete because we're not talking about going into the great big stores. We're talking
about
what kind of services can you deliver directly to my door. And this is where now we can play a major role. And this is a wonderful time for those who are in business and need monies to get larger. This is why, yes, we need to become vested in our communities and invest in each other because we do have the talents and we need businesses right in our own Black communities. Our Black communities need to be serviced at home just like uptown communities do. So it's a wonderful time to start stimulating businesses and your business services. So whatever talents you have, this is why you see it. And many times, your talents ain't going to be known by yourself. This is why you want to be a part of a business association. This is why, listen, many of you who are listening to speak as we speak right now, we're sharing information. The voices we're picking up. In other words, it's better to do business in large networks than it is to try to just be singly trying to be something yourself. Advertisement and getting yourself known is what it's all about. And that's what the new business association, network marketing and our business identification, that's what we're doing. We're trying to promote businesses in our communities, and our rewards is that folks will join our association and we all will just grow together. Because, yeah, there's many talents, and I am going to get off this air, and I'm going to open the mics up because we have business owners out there, or we have folks with business ideas. So at this point, I'm opening the mics up. If you have a comment or a good business idea or any comment at all, we welcome your comments. The mics are open.
Hi, everyone. This is Bethany Paul from Columbia, Maryland. How are you doing?
Yes, bro. How have you been?
Great.
My goodness, brother. I've been thinking about
greetings,
you.
Greetings, yes.
I'm glad you called because
I've been doing great. We just got a new member from New Jersey, Dr. Griffin Ismail. Is he with us tonight?
Yeah.
No,
okay.
Go right ahead, brother.
Excuse me?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Can I have a mobile number and a name for the new Black Wall Street Association in D.C.? Because I'm ready to come to see them. Or I'm ready to talk to them about the business. The new Black Wall Street Association in D.C. May I have the name and a mobile number, please?
Yes. Our mobile number here is for New Africa. Hold on just for a second. Let me get some information. Do you have any information right there in front of you, Brother Aziz? Let me see. I have it here.
No.
I have it here. Yes, you can... You can contact the New Africa Business Association, or you can contact the Wall Street conference number. It's 712.
No, I have that. I want a mobile number. Like you gave me your mobile number, Mr. Bynum. At the beginning, I lost it.
Okay. Again, that would be 202. 288-5660, and of course 202-903-7278. And any information?
Thank you so much. I have a business up and running in Haiti about the tourist village. We're going to start in a week. We're going to start breaking ground for the first house. And next week, we propose to build 200 houses. But this one is not ready for you because the business plan is in French. I have to find somebody to translate in English before I present it to you. But for you, Wes, I have a brand new idea to build a... to build a shopping center, and in our shopping center we'll have a rent to own houses right there. We'll have the attraction for our kids right there. We'll have our stores. We'll have everything in one place, and we'll find the best. We should find the best contractor to get the best house. The best houses we can present our people for the cheapest price, but the best one, so they can own a house and work and do everything at the same place, to build wealth and happiness in our communities, so that our people don't have to go out to get shot.
Fantastic idea.
Let me ask you something, brother. Did you hear our talk with the brother that is Brother Isley, the brother up in
the container home?
Yes. Did you meet?
Yes, I heard about that, and I want to know more. That's why I want to talk to the 202 number, and I want to present something so we can start the discussion, because I have a plan to.
Let me say this, brother. I am going to see if I can have the two of you, because here we got developers and builders and everybody's going to be coming together. But I like to get the two of you on the station where all of our listeners can hear, and we can start building. Our own communities, building buildings and affordable houses right in our own communities. And the communities that you are getting ready to go under construction, what community was that again?
That will be in Salisbury, Maryland, because we have most of our black Haitian in this area working in the chicken coop. But that will be for our black people, our black and brown people in Salisbury. There are a lot of people over there. The Haitian people, we are already 1,000 in this area.
Yes.
Oh, listen, I don't know the black American and the brown people. I don't know the how much they were there. We have to own the land, and it's going to be rent to own. It's going to be for 30 years and should be very, very low. But we have to take our people out of the Section 8 houses, take them out and put them and help them, educate them and have them live with us together. The leaders have to live with them. I will live with them to start the first one, and after that we'll go around the country. We'll go to Miami, we'll go to Boston, New York, we'll go to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
But, I'm ready for the first one, but I really need some help with the business plan. And for the money, I live in Howard County. I can start collecting money. I can start having investors right here in Howard County. I have their contact with the county executive, chief of staff, and my council member. I have their contact also. I have my own mentor, my own advisor in this area. I can start get some money. Some people to invest here. I will invest my own money, and after that, I will come to you for more investment. But you have to give me somebody who can help me with the business plan. I will pay a little bit of money.
That's great. That is fantastic. That is fantastic.
Brother Paul, what it is, and because did you know about the commemoration that we're planning for next year in Tulsa, Oklahoma? This is where we're trying to bring the entire nation together to commemorate the old Black Wall Street.
I will be there. My thing is that
you need to be one of the sponsors, because
how much do you sponsor?
We're going to be putting that together, but it's business owners like yourself that we need to sponsor you, and of course we need you, a person like organizations like yourself, to sponsor the organization. But again, you have a national program that can be serviced all over this country. So again, that information needs to get out, and we have many ways now of getting your information in every household here in the United States. Because, like I said, New Africa Business Association, and Black Wall Street, we're nationally connected. And so, again, your information, please stay associated with us, and keep informing the community as much as you can over the radio. And I am going to be bringing on other national producers like yourself, and where all of you guys can start networking and communicating with each other, because each one of you can help each other's business develop, along with those of us who would like to invest in your development. So I would ask you to stay in touch with us. I was going to call you, as a matter of fact. I said, my goodness, you and the sister that works with you up in, I think, New York or New Jersey. But no, we haven't forgotten your presentation, and what you're doing is extremely important. Housing is an essential. That's one of those four essentials that I say there are four businesses that African Americans should always control. And of course, housing, food, clothing, and transportation. Those are the four essentials of life. So again, I look forward to your continuing to participate with us, because again, it's a matter of information. It's information, and we need to get important information like you have out to the public. So again, thanks and keep on participating. And again, our mics are open. Anyone who have questions right now for our brother, the mics are open.
Thank you.
Well, this is brother Aziz, brother Abdul Aziz. Brother Paul is needing some assistance in the planning, as well as being introduced to the container people, primarily right now. Is this correct, Brother Paul?
Yes. But I need the help in the, to write the business plan first.
Yes.
I will pay some money to the person who is helping you with the business plan. I know it's a lot of work.
Okay, business plan. Okay.
Listen, Dr. Paul, that's no problem. We have. I am going to put you in touch. As a matter of fact, I am going to give you. Give us a call. Call me on the number, the number which we give to you, or you know our Gmail, nabassc@gmail.com, nabassc@gmail.com. We have a pros that can help you, and I will be turning you over to the pros that I know can put any business plans, and not only for you, anyone else, New Africa Business Association, all of our, again, when I say pros, CPAs, all of our attorneys and financial planners, such as myself, and there are many of us. So many times, if you need professionals, ask us, and I'm almost sure someone in our association can help you out. Yeah, I'm sorry, Dr.
Bar.
Go right ahead.
You said NABASSC.com.
That stands for the New Africa Business Association. Association is just NABASSC.com. New Africa Business Association.
That's the website.
That's at gmail.com.
The same thing at gmail.com. That's the...
Yes, NABASSC at gmail.com.
Okay. C as in Kevin.
I'll say it again real sort of slow.
C-S-S-C as in Kevin.
Yeah, I'm going to say it real slow, like N-A-B. ASSC at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to try it right now.
Yes, send me an email or a call, and we're going to put you in touch with professionals that can assist you in what you're requiring. As a matter of fact, let me see. I'll find out. Ms. Baker, you're not with us, are you? A lot of times she'll be on and listening, but I don't see her name out there right now. So no, we will be introducing you to the folks you would like to chat with.
Right, as
so
well as
our mics are open. Anyone who has any comments, we welcome your comments.
Hello, you guys.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Karen Reese. From the
South
Texas.
How you doing, Dr.
I'm great.
And again, this is what I mean, brothers.
Absolutely.
We all are coming together, and we have to keep coming together because we're putting our pieces together. Well, Ms. Reese, of course, everybody knows that she's the movie project, but not only that, she's bringing in that professional athlete thing that we were talking about. She's already contacted them on our behalf, and so there is a network going on And it's good to hear from you. Bring us right up to date, Ms. Reed.
Okay, so next week we are going into Tulsa to start the filming of the Greenwood Avenue project. We just reached our first goal on Kickstarter, raised $5,800. And so we're going in next week. I've made appointments with the mayor, the senator, everybody that has a voice to what's going on in Tulsa. And so we're going to interview a lot of the kids, the kids of the survivors or grandkids of the survivors. We're going to be interviewing them next week. I'm just excited on how everything is coming together. I'm trying to get as much recording done as possible before things get back bad. So, you know, while things are in, I will be, you know, focusing on editing. This project has grown. I do foresee that this is going to turn into about five or six movies, and one of them, the end of the series, I would like to highlight what happened. I would like to highlight Black Wall Street all over the world and bring in the stories of the different Black Wall Streets and how they're popping up all over the United States and what they're doing in the different places. So that's going to be the highlight of the series, is bringing that voice in to what we as a collective body of Black people are doing. So it's a lot, but I'm excited, and I'm hoping just continue to God that finances are going to come. But I have enough to start, and so I'm moving. I'm getting ready to start, but I know eventually I'm going to need more money as far as editing and all that kind of stuff, but we got enough to start.
Fantastic. Like I said, just keep on coming on, and we'll just keep right on promoting. But and I want to say, because I did want to bring this up tonight, it is time that we, businesses and those of you who are planning on coming to or going to the commemoration of Black Wall Street next year, we're looking for you to start doing pledges. We need to know numbers at this time. So no one is saying sending any monies or doing anything, but we do need to know pledges so we can start negotiating contracts with the vendors, so we will be able to host that event. So again, everybody got the email and the website to the New Africa Business Association of Black Wall Street again. Black Wall Street, BlackWallStreetUSA.org is one way you can go in and get, or you can go to Black Wall Street USA Northeast Region, and that puts you directly in touch with the entire Northeast Region. But Black Wall Street USA.org, Black Wall Street USA Northeast Region, or the New Africa Business Association .com, and let us know or send us an email, and that's nabassc@gmail.com. And we just need to know that yes, our your business or what have you is planning on to attend the event next year, and so we can start putting in knowing, like I said, like Ms. Reed said, our financial situations, and we can start dealing with some of our more larger agreements that we're going to have to make in order to put this event together. So, business folks, we look for your participation every week. Come on, you're going to hear some very important speakers. I haven't even bought in. Some very important speakers are going to be coming on, showing you how we can collectively build our communities. And like Ms. Reese said, we're going to start commemorating next year, but the objective is that we're going to build Black Wall Streets all over this country. And there's no reason why we shouldn't. That's what I mean about putting Black businesses right in the black communities. Everything is going to be turned into a Greenwood community, and there's no reason why it shouldn't. Only thing, like you said, is to get that eagle, as Isley was just saying a few minutes ago. It's not even in our community for a half a day, let alone going around for months or for years. It's just in our communities. They say on Saturdays and Sundays, it comes in for a pickup. And once it picks up on Monday, everything goes on to Wall Street and the Federal Reserves and everywhere else as to where our money is just left our communities. So, again, so Black Wall Street, like I said, is our example. Ever since I found out the success, and I look at Black Wall Street, and I look at Marcus Garvey, I look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, we've had some successful businesses, and these businesses go back 100 years ago. And today, it's these businesses have brought us to where we are today. So, again, and we're in a real good position. The only thing is that we're just consuming, we're being too nice, spending our monies in a racist society. We got to bring it home. So, again, it's not a gift. Remember, those folks who invested and created Black Wall Street the first time and the second time, all of those folks who invested in those insurance companies and banks and financial institutions and all multiple, they became, the whole community became very fortunate, very wealthy, because they became a vested financial community. And that's what, it's going to take the same thing built this country, the same, we invest together, a capitalist society, monies is what grows your community. And so like any other communities in a capitalist society, we as African Americans got to go back to where we used to be, and that is create businesses jointly in our communities. So again, we got about 10 more minutes. I know Black Wall Street, they have their episode. That episode is still at 8 o'clock, Brother Aziz. And I'm sure you can share whatever information.
Yes, the Black Wall Street weekly conference that will be from 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Is the call-in number for that is 712-451-0683, and that's 712-451-0683. And the code to get in after you dial that number is 61406#. And that is the code is
and it's a little soon for that, Brother Aziz. It ain't time for us to go. I think I hit the wrong button. Go right ahead. You were saying, Brother Aziz.
I was just repeating that code again for the get in on the Black Wall Street USA Northeast weekly conference call. It's 712-451-0683. And the code to get in after you dial that number is 61406#. And this is every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And that is the Black Wall Street Northeast Regional. I'm sorry, go right ahead, sister. The mics are still
Dr.
open.
Dr. Bonham, how much is the pledge? You were saying that everybody's pledge. What is the amount that you guys are asking for?
And the reason that I didn't do that, because there are going to be different levels of pledges. In other words, we got some pledges that maybe is as high as $10,000, There could be pledges as for $5,000, and there are pledges for $1,000. All depends on just how big of a promotion the organizations that are sponsoring us, and then of course we're going to sponsor them, and we will be sending out we'll put our pledges the package is being put together right now as to what comes with certain pledges, but we're looking for all business folks. We will have it as to where all business folks, and not only business folks, consumers, can go ahead and pledge, and we can start setting up their reservations, and we'll know the numbers that we need as far as filling up our facility. So hopefully by next week, we will have some of those packages put together.
Okay, so since we're on the call, I just want to go ahead and let you know that I did speak to Jamal Dean. He started a Fast 8 football here in Texas. It's a semi-pro league. I don't know if he had a chance to come on, but I did let him know about what you guys are doing. And then I did talk to the Ginger, Global Ginger Mix Basketball League. That is a league where men and women play basketball together on a professional level, and all the owners of the teams are celebrities. And so they have been doing, this might be the second or third year, I'm not sure, but they have been getting that up. And so those are the two sports that I know about that can be something that we can promote to get behind, and, you know, recreational sports, like you said, entertainment.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. And let them know that we want to support what they're trying to do. So we look forward to them. Those are the ones that we're looking forward to being sponsors, and those are the ones we need to we're looking forward to hearing from at our national convention, because when it comes to national sports, we've got to stop the exploitation that's being done to our kids as far as athletic programs. And it starts, as early as junior high school. They be making money off of our kids. We've got to put a stop to that, and we can put a stop to it. And the way we put a stop to it is bring those entertainments right back into our own communities. We don't have to play basketball in the white communities. We can play basketball in our own communities. And it goes back to the days when I was coming up, and I came up during the end of the American Negro League. I can tell you right now, on any given day, I remember the old Griffin Stadium. I was nothing but a baby at the time, but when you would go over to these stadiums and to these games, it was like going to a state fair. All kinds of activities be going on out there in addition to the game, but it's the communities coming together. And this has been taken over now by these white establishments, and they're exploiting our kids, making billions of dollars. I mean, look at what the NBA did today. Because of the shootings of our brothers out there in Wisconsin, they have closed down all these basketball games. And look what it's done to the entertainment as far as money's coming in. Billions of dollars is being lost right now. So that's the power, brothers and sisters, that we have, and that's the organization that we're going to be bringing together. So yes, let those brothers and sisters know. And anyone else, especially in the sports program, that we as a public, we support them. And, of course, they are as a celebrities, and they have their market through us. So, again, we look forward to working with them, ask them to come on and speak with us, but we look forward to them. Our main sponsors and spokespersons at our commencement. Our mics are still open. We still have 2 or 3 minutes. Your suggestions are welcome.
So
when is
this
the national convention again? So just to let me know.
That commemoration, as far as I know, is next May. I think that's when the destruction actually occurred. And I think they want to have the commemoration on the date when that attack actually started.
Okay, so you're going to have the national convention in Tulsa.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
The national convention is going to be in Tulsa. Okay, I just want to make sure I understand.
The commemoration is going to be in Tulsa next year, next May. So that's why I'm saying, everyone, we're looking forward to hear your pledge that you will be in attendance so we can get our numbers and put our budgets together.
Okay. All right.
And like, thanks so much, and Miss Reese, keep on doing. Like I said, because we all we got to bring an entire nation together, and many, many talents. So thanks what you're doing, and keep the good work up, and be right back here every Wednesday, because every Wednesday that's when hopefully we can speak to each other as a nation, because we can use this blog radio. And like I said, we're getting attendance from all over the country, even parts of Africa and the Caribbean. So our popularity is growing. And I like for our memberships to grow a little, but I'll get into that another day.
Okay, for the membership, I just bought a doctor from New Jersey, and I'm ready to bring another doctor from D.C. soon. The doctor from D.C. is from Haiti. The one
yes,
in New Jersey was born in Brooklyn.
Brother, we welcome. Like I said, we all are in this together. No doubt
Mr.
about
Bynum.
It.
Mr. Bynum.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bynum, may I have an update about the email I just sent you in the conference call after the radio show?
Say that again, Dr. Paul.
May I have an update about the email I just sent you? I want to know if you receive it.
Okay. I'm not in a position right now to get to my email, but I will respond to it right after the show. I'll be able to go into my email. But right now, I have the station pulled up, and I can't see nothing but the station itself.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. But I will be responding to you. And please stay, and like I said, keep the good works up. We got a lot of work to do nationally and internationally. So, brothers
yes,
and sisters, until
yes,
next Wednesday, again, I invite you to go to the 8 o'clock show, but it's for the New Africa Business Association. We'll be back and to continue our network marketing and business identification. Good evening. Assalamu alaikum.
Which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people a better day is coming for you and for me. With just a little bit more education and love for our nation, would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen
to what I have to say. And how long have you had your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say, now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation,
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brother?